This is Talia White from the Women in Recreational Fishing on 101.5 FM with your weekly Coastwatch Fishing Report. In Caloundra, the summer whiting have turned up right on schedule with some great catches hitting up to 40 centimetres. Flathead are also in the mix with fish ranging from 70 to 80 centimetres, providing some fantastic fishing opportunities. Mangrove jacks are starting to show up as the weather warms. If you're targeting them, try lures at night or live baits in the creeks and canals at Pelican Waters and Bell's Creek. Early mornings or late afternoons are your best bet. On the beaches, whiting is still a regular catch, with a few tailor also being caught, but success will depend on the conditions. Moving to Bribie Island, snapper are active at the ripples between Banksia Beach and Ballara, while flathead are being caught off the jetty. Plenty of tailor throughout the passage, and over at Red Beach, tuna are making a showing. Mud crabs are being found at Ningi Creek, and sand crabs are reported along the front of Bongaree. Now, over in Moreton Bay, the snapper fishing has been consistent around Redcliffe and the Brisbane River, with Mud Island also in the mix. Jerk shads and prawn imitations are working well, with a curly-tailed plastic providing particular success. Jewfish and flathead have been moving towards the river mounds. They're following the bait into the cooler waters. So reports of some large flatties taken near Sansone Point and 70-centimetre flathead was pulled from the Brisbane River. Now, if you're hunting for mangrove jacks, check out the Caboolture and Pine Rivers. And for the broom anglers, there's plenty around the rocks, walls in the Brisbane River. We're reeling it in for today. Thanks for tuning in to Talia's Fisher Report on 101.5 FM, and if you want more, head over to the podcast link on the Coastwatch weekly fishing page.